USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In Los Angeles, hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapered off Monday in the Los Angeles area, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Schools in Los Angeles are resuming normal operations today after being closed yesterday out of an abundance of caution from the El Nino storm system. The Biden administration is warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and urging those in country to leave immediately. The State Department categorized the country as a level 4 risk, that is the highest security warning, due to the country's continued facilitation of Russia's war against Ukraine. Officials said authorities have detained thousands of individuals, including U.S. citizens, for alleged affiliation with opposition parties and participating in political demonstrations. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his alleged Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fani Willis, the Fulton County DA, who launched the investigation into Trump and his allies years ago. She gave all co-defendants until noon Friday to turn themselves in. Trump was charged last week with racketeering and conspiracy in connection to alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Earlier Monday, Trump agreed to a $200,000 bond in the case. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect babies in the womb from RSV. Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the child for the first 6 months of their life. USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job.
According to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve, the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of this year. That's an increase of about 8% from last year, and it's the highest level on record. The survey also notes there is a gap between the wage workers want and what was actually offered by employers. I'm John Schaefer.
Livonia, Michigan police have arrested a man and a woman for the abduction of 14-day-old twins. The twins were dropped off at the front desk of the Detroit Police Department's 9th Precinct, according to Detroit Police Chief James White.
See them walk in with the two babies. We're all very, very happy. But then we have to get into, make sure that they're okay and get them to the hospital. So the officers went right into that mold.
The suspects were arrested about 2 hours later. An Amber Alert was issued yesterday for the twins that were taken from the Quality Inn Livonia, where their parents were staying after people tried to break into their home. The babies have been reunited with mom and dad. And finally, out of Limestone, Tennessee, they might be home to the world's only giraffe born without spots. The reticulated giraffe belongs to an endangered species, was born at Bright's Zoo in Limestone last month. Experts believe she's the only spotless giraffe anywhere on the planet. She's already 6 feet tall, and voting on her name starts today on the zoo's Facebook page. Lance Pry, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.